Good morning. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. Since when did my show change to 6 to 9 p.m.?
I swear I can explain. It's late.
Early.
Early. It's early.
It's late for you. It's early for us. Yes, I was driving in, and I heard that Intertribal was 6 to 9 p.m., and I'm like, what?
Not my fault.
So anyway, no, it still is. For all those who may have heard that, no, it's still 6 to 9 a.m. And
I love your show.
Thank you. You did an awesome job with this one. Okay, I'm your host, All Feathers, if you're just tuning in for the first time. The show is Intertribal, and it does come to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. This morning, I am joined in studio by a very wonderful person who's come to share some awesome information for you, and I'll explain that more in a minute, but let's go ahead and launch Mark Langenfeld's Lakota Sioux Prayer, get our day started in a good way, and we'll be right back just after this. Enjoy. And that was the Mark Langenfeld's Lakota Sioux Prayer. That's more a description than a title. Again, that song is a pipe loading song, and it is that's going to drive me crazy. it is a song that is sung when one is loading the pipe for prayer. And getting ready to start the start a ceremony, or basically start a blessing for the day. So, I'm in studio. I'm Tall Feathers. I have Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm excited, truly, and honored, because not only are you living and walking the path of someone who does raw food, but you are also a shaman, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And we met actually on Jack R. Johnson's when he was recording his, what was it, Hidden Histories that he was doing, I think?
Yeah, well, it was a little program. Bit. Yeah, it was much deeper. It was a special program, and it was on, sort of my experiences in training in the rainforest with the indigenous shamans and, in Ecuador. So.
Yes, and that was a couple of years ago. And I don't know about you, but I had gotten some positive feedback, met some people that you knew because they were your friends, and then they connected with me on, some of the social networks. And,
right.
So I've been socializing with them through the network ever since. But the reason why I invited you on was because last month, pretty much almost to the day, the Longest Walkers had come through, and we had some guests on, and one of them had said, I think it was Evans Craig, had said that one of the fastest ways to begin to really ignite the reversal of diabetes, if one has just been recently diagnosed,
right,
was to go completely raw.
Exactly, especially if someone that's a little older and they have what's called type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Type 2 diabetes is totally controllable by diet, so that you don't really have to go into the injections and things of that sort. It's just about learning to control your diet and eating a whole food diet, so that your body can make the adjustments that it needs in order for it to be healthy.
Okay, awesome. That was really a surprise to me. And I had shared during the show that I felt, even though I hadn't been to a doctor, hadn't been diagnosed with anything specific, that I could tell by the way my body was behaving that if I didn't change something and I kept my regular habits, that it would not be long before I would be seeing a doctor for diabetes or for some medical reason. And it still may be the case, but being very mindful of it, I have consciously changed my diet. But I don't know anything about raw. And other than eating a carrot, I have no clue.
That's a good start.
So I reached out, and I want to thank you for taking the time. And you're actually going to spend the 3 hours with us. So people, if you want to call in, the number is 804-649-9737. Rob and I will not be talking the whole entire time. This is a music show, but we're going to carry on and share conversation throughout the whole show, which I think would be an awesome way to impart information. So on that, how long have you been in or involved with or when did you discover raw dieting?
My particular story was 10 years ago, I had a quadruple bypass. And, it was genetic. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a heart attack. It was just the, clogging. And they said they had to go in and do this. And I really don't want to do it that way. And I started studying how to reverse heart disease. Well, I couldn't talk my wife and my doctor out of the bypass, but I decided I didn't want to go down there again. So, I became vegan, and that did a lot. But, 5 years ago when I became a raw vegan, it allowed me to get rid of all the drugs. Mm-hmm. And really start the reversal process.
So you've literally lived the walk.
Yes.
Wow. So you've gone from having medical conditions to reversing it. And that is awesome.
The real sort of proof of the pudding was, when I started my shamanic journey, which was, once again, was about the same time. Mm-hmm. It all started out, out in Sedona. And once I started that process, it really got me going, and so they've been part and parcel of my whole recovery, my medicine path as mm-hmm. well as the raw path.
And just before we go back to music, what would constitute raw?
What constitutes raw is food that is still living. So if for things like nuts and seeds and that, mm-hmm. not roasted, and because they have what is called a enzyme inhibitor in the skins, they need to be soaked. But then you can dry them, you know, dehydrate them, and then they're back to crunchy and everything.
Oh, okay.
It, because what it does, it allows the seeds and that to germinate,
mm-hmm.
you know, start that germination process, and then they become alive.
Got you.
You know, and then pretty much anything else that's raw, you know, vegetables, things of that sort, or fermented foods, you know, your pickles and your cabbages that are done in the lacto-fermentation process,
mm-hmm.
those are great for your digestive system because they help, they're full of probiotics and that, which, you know, really allows your body to digest the foods that go through there, so.
Uh-huh. Did not know that. I want to learn a lot today. but again, Rob, thank you very much for joining us. And callers, like I said, if you want to call in, as long as we keep it FCC clean, and I don't see why we shouldn't be able to, more than happy to put you on air so you can ask your questions to Rob, and he can answer them directly. If you know, as long as it's not a question that'll stump you.
And I will say I don't know if I don't know.
Awesome.
But I can find the answer.
Yes, definitely. All right, let's go ahead and launch this next CD, and we will return in a track or two to continue our journey and discuss raw and the benefits of eating raw food and how one can go from just, you know, eating in what we would constitute a, what, mainstream diets?
We call it the standard American diet.
There we go, the standard diet. American diet, and then move into or at least incorporate it in, and how far raw you go is absolutely up to you. But right. We're going to definitely share the benefits.
Exactly.
All right, awesome.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Hi yo,
right, and we are back. That last track was Keola Beamer and R. Carlos Nakai with Kihona, and that's entitled The Earth. That comes off the Our Beloved Land CD. And then just before that was Joanne Shenandoah, and it was Circle of Friends. Oops. No, I'm sorry. I missed one in between. Just before that was Quiltman and Mary Youngblood with Morning's Wings. And then, yes, Circle of Friendship with Joanne Shenandoah. And, of course, Mark Langenfeld and Lakota Sioux Prayer. We are joined in studio by Rob Murphy. We'll get to that in just a second, but I want to let you know that every Thursday night this summer, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and the Richmond Jazz Society invite you to take a break from the work week and groove to the eclectic, I'll get that word out, mix of jazz ensembles in VMFA's Best Cafe. Coming up on August 11th from 6 to 9 p.m., the Robert Robert Jospa Trio performs contemporary arrangements of well-known classics and original tunes. Admission is free, and light fare and beverages are available. For more information, you can visit vmfa.museum. All right. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. You shared what led you to raw.
Right.
What was one of the first things that you did to... You said you went vegan.
Right, right, right.
And what is the difference between vegan and raw?
The cooking process. They're both... A vegan diet is, like, a really good diet, but you can be vegan and eat a lot of junk food. I mean, there's a lot of vegan chips and cookies and...
Good point.
All that kind of stuff. So if that's what you're feeding yourself, you're not going to get any more healthy than, you know, other almost processed foods. Because, in a sense, they are processed foods.
Right.
Yeah, they're not whole foods.
Okay.
But by... taking it that one extra step, the main difference between a cooked food and a raw food, one of the sort of most visual examples that I remember was looking at what raw spinach contained in it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the list of nutrients and vitamins and protein and all the different kinds of things in there in the raw state versus the cooked state. In the raw state, there was about four columns of nutrients, trace minerals, vitamins, all of these types of things. And once you cook it, it was down to about a half of a column.
Really?
Because that cooking process kills out all of those things, because it kills out a lot of the protein,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of the other vitamins, and that are sort of, you know, in the steaming process or the frying or whatever you do to the greens,
right.
you know, they evaporate off.
Gotcha.
You know, so it really becomes, you know, so much more nourishing to the body to eat the whole raw food, you know.
Right.
So, and I know a lot of people, once they start on that raw process, they say, well, you know, my digestion can't handle it. Well, one of the problems with the standard American diet is the fact that it leaves our bodies sort of acidic,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you'd think, you know, everything was acid, but your stomach actually is not producing enough hydrochloric acid in order for it to properly digest. So when you get indigestion or mm-hmm. heartburn, as they call it, and everything, it's not really because you've got too much acid. It's because you have too little acid.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so by going to, you know, a more raw diet with lots of greens and things of that sort, greens actually help to reacidify the stomach.
Gotcha.
You know, and control urges and cravings and things of that sort. You know, there's something in the raw movement called the green smoothies, where you're mixing some fruit and a lot of greens, mm-hmm. and by having that as a good base of your meals during the day, you're less likely to do a lot of the extra snacking. But by breaking down the cellulose walls of the greens, you're getting all the nutrients in there in that blending process. When you chew it, usually you don't chew well enough to really break down all the cell walls.
Yeah, who really does those 100 chews before you swallow? I know, I don't. I was like, okay, yeah, 22, yeah, swallow it down, yeah. If it makes it that far.
And a lot of people say greens, oh, I really hate greens. Well, by combining it in a smoothie, like with some fruit in that, it makes it very tasty and palatable. So it's an easy way to get the greens down.
You gotcha. Gotcha. So in something like that, you wouldn't need to add any, like, honey or sugars or...
Not if you're putting the fruit in there,
right? Because they're pulling in the natural sugars that would already be contained within their product.
Exactly. Like if you're putting banana in there with an apple, that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. What kind of machine? A juicer?
If you want to do juicing,
right.
And like right now, I'm actually. This is my 37th day of a juice, what I call a juice feast, because I drink like a gallon of juice. So I'm just doing juice right now.
Okay.
It's a very cleansing process. It really raises your vibrational level spiritually and everything. You know, with a lot of the transition on my healing path that I'm doing now, this is really important to me. You know, it's almost like a vision quest, but dietary-wise.
Dietary vision quest, okay.
Yeah, so it becomes, that whole process of being able to sort of go forward and really allow the body to heal,
mm-hmm.
I would say the biggest piece of equipment you need if you're going to really do this seriously is your blender.
Okay.
And I usually suggest like the Vitamix or, a powerful blender, because when you're doing green smoothies, I actually burned out a $100 Cuisinart in 6 weeks.
Oh, my word.
Because, it really takes a toll on it. But, if people chop it up sort of finely and then put it in there. It'll last longer.
Right. Yeah. If they have a blender or mixer in their home right now,
they can go ahead and start. Just, do a little more finely chopped. Me, I can put the whole head of, a pound of, spinach or whatever I want to put in there, and it handles it, So, but by doing it, mixing those, mm-hmm. it really gives them a head start. Other things, in a raw lifestyle is a good if you can get it is like a food processor,
mm-hmm.
Those are the main two. And then, if you really get into it, you may want to get like a decent dehydrator, so you can make breads and cookies and desserts and pizza.
Pizza, there you go.
Raw pizza. Yeah.
Raw pizza, I did not know. This might be promising after all. Okay. Well, folks, before I launch this next CD, I do want to let you know about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I introduced a new artist to the Richmond community. He is originally from Canada. His name is Gary Oker. He had sent me, upon communication, he had sent me 3 tracks and promised to forward a CD to me. Well, I just received his CD, and I'm excited to share at least, again, I'll do 3 tracks through the course of the show with everybody here. The first one is entitled Rise, and it's almost a 4-minute song, but I'm excited to share it with you. And because it's different, it is from, he's from the northern region, way northern region, across the, what we as general society understand the borders between the U.S. and Canada. Well, before the Brits came over, there was no real border between, there was territories and, you know, if you weren't warring, people could migrate as they needed to without incident. But anyway, this CD is entitled Ride. Gary Oker is the musical artist, and I believe he's also the graphic artist on his CD. This is Rise, and I hope you will enjoy. More raw information to come in just a little bit. Enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.wrir.org. I am Tall Feathers, your host, joined with in studio by Shaman Rob Murphy, and we'll get his contact information on the site up soon. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. fire burning echoes through the night. We'll be right back.
All right. That last one was with Arvel. No. Hold on. Yes, Arvel Bird with Snowy Owl. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the other one. But anyway, yeah, in the English translation is Snowy Owl. And just before that was Rise with Gary Ocher. Actually, just before that was, excuse me, The Awakening with Michael Butcher, and then Rise with Gary Ocher. If I sound a little, you know, not together, it's because I got a lot going on here in the studio. But I am so enjoying my time here, Rob.
And thank you.
You are listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, and I'm Taw Feathers, but I'm excited because I'm joined in studio with a gentleman I had met three, four years back. Jack R. Johnson was doing a special, and he invited me to be a part of it, and that was totally blew me out of the water. I felt honored, but I also felt unprepared. I had the chance. It's when I met you, and I learned, right. You know, you are a Richmond shaman.
Yes.
You are a world shaman, but you happen to reside here in Richmond.
Yeah.
So do you want to share any of that with us?
Sure. I mean, you know, even back then, I was at times reluctant to sort of own the title shaman, you know, because I didn't want to seem, you know, like taking something that really didn't belong to me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, first I'd try and say shamanic practitioner, but then my elder said, no, you're shaman, you know.
Yeah.
You're Yacek, which is a Quechua word for shaman, in the tradition I was initiated in there. And then, you know, I realized that, you know, I did qualify in the idea of I serve a community, you mm-hmm. know, and that's what makes you a shaman, is the community that you serve. And, you know, here in Richmond, we have a drum circle on the third Friday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Chrysalis Gathering Space there off of Elwood and Thompson. You know, it doesn't matter what tradition of shamanism you're from, all are welcome. You know, it's just a lot of good drumming and journey work, you know, into spirit. So we just have a good time, you know.
Awesome. And what if, like, I know I've been invited to the group, you know, and that you actually have a site that,
yes.
that people can be a part of the circle. And I just, you know, my life, as much as I yearn to be there, it's like something, it's either my higher self or lower self or something is stopping me.
Right.
You know, keeping me disconnected, which is getting me a little frustrated,
right.
I will openly add, because I'm not sure where it's coming from. I'm trying to find out, am I doing it to myself or is it outside forces? But, you know, I would very much like to be a part of that journey. Does someone have to be like a practicing shaman, or does someone just want to be opening themselves up? How can they?
Oh, for sure. I mean, as far as the circle is concerned,
right.
It's... We get people that, you know, they've only heard it and someone told them and mm-hmm. they said, oh, drumming, that sounds interesting. So they come. So basically, especially when we have new people mm-hmm. that come in, one of the things that we do is we, you know, I teach them about journeying to their sacred place within, you know, in what we call the middle world here. And so that they can then go from there into lower world or upper world. Usually out of indigenous traditions, we tend more to go to the lower world to find your power animal. So I work with them to do that. And then once they learn that, then we can go on more detailed journeys about different aspects and healings and things of this sort, you know. So there's no prerequisites for coming, you know. So, you know, more advanced, they're welcome to come and help participate and help plan, you know, the future circles, you know, because, you know, I don't, even though I started this circle 2 years ago, I don't consider it my circle.
Right.
I consider it Spirit's circle, you know. And, you know, some beautiful people are stepping forward to help in that because, you know, now the Spirit's moving me more out on the road, you know, teaching up and down the East Coast and the West Coast and Ireland in October. I can't always guarantee I will be here on the third Friday of each month.
You can't? Gee.
I try as much as I can, but and I miss very few because I just love, you know, the energy and you know, the community that's growing around it. I mean, right now I think we have about, you know, 150 members on the Meetup website.
Okay.
And we usually do range between 10 and 25, you know, attendees. So.
Wow.
You know, each month.
That's,
so
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's growing. I get new people all the time, and then there's the regulars, which
right.
is, it's a beautiful mix.
It is awesome. And then hopefully the new people become regulars.
Exactly. Many do.
Many do. Yeah. Right. And then there's the possibility that in time, eventually other circles will branch off and
yes.
do their thing. So
yeah, and there's, I'm going to be doing more teachings, you know, at different venues here into
awesome.
Basic shamanism and, you know, helping people start a process of embracing this as a spiritual lifestyle because it is a spiritual path.
Definitely. And that's actually where I kind of wanted to just stop and hover for a minute as far as what is shamanism? What is being a shaman?
Well, the word shamanism is a Siberian word. And basically, I mean, what it is it's a man or a woman who journeys from ordinary reality into non-ordinary reality, into spirit, you know.
Okay.
And that is to help someone usually that has an illness or problem, you know, or soul loss or that. So what we do is we help them. We're their guides. We
right.
don't heal people.
Right.
You know, our clients, they heal themselves, you know. We're just, a guide, a scout that takes them along that path so that they can, we can get them to the point where they can accept the healing process. And by doing that, I mean, it's often been called the wounded healer, you know, because usually as we do this path, many of us have gone through that near-death experience,
right.
or mystical experience, that sort of where spirit taps us saying,
it's time.
You're going to be doing this. You know? And I've had several of those in my lifetime. You know? So, and oftentimes, you know, you may fight it, or that, but it's so much nicer once you surrender, you know, to the path.
Yeah, and it must feel a lot more comfortable to surrender.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of what I'm envisioning, what I'm seeing right now is like someone standing like this, you know, arms crossed, legs, you know, spread out shoulder width, and you're standing in the middle of a raging river. And it's like, you know, you're fighting that tie, that pull and that push, and you know, just, you know, it'd be so much more comfortable just to float and pick your feet up and go for that ride, and you know, wherever it's going to take you is an interesting.
Yeah, and once you step out, once you get your ego to step out of the way,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
right,
and you become like that hollow eagle bone flute.
Mm-hmm.
Then spirit can play the most beautiful music. Yeah, and it's spirit that's playing it.
Right,
you're just an instrument.
Right.
Yeah, so ego doesn't have to play any part of it. You know, so just by going with that, spirit always, unceasingly blows my mind with, you know, what it shows me. You
wow.
know, you know, the, you know, confirmation of, you know, the people I work with and watch them walk away, like totally change people, you know.
That is is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, you've definitely been called to walk a very special walk. And thank you for sharing this openly with my listeners.
Thank you.
It is, can you believe an hour has already passed?
Wow.
I'm looking at the clock. It is like 45 seconds pretty much away from being 7 a.m. So if you're just tuned in because you just happened to wake up and you're expecting music, yes, I'm usually talking about this time.